Alright guys, welcome to Plotted. I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Jana, and we're going to break down some movies. And today we have special guest, Casual Cinderella!
Hi.
That's me.
She is a book blogger on the Instagrams.
I do be doing that.
Yeah.
And one of her favorite books, not the favorite book, but one of her favorite books has recently turned into a movie. So yeah. Of course we had to do something about it.
I did some light forcing to get them here.
I texted her and was like, what movie do you want to do? And she goes, The Hating Game. Like immediately.
Immediately.
No hesitation.
It was the day before it came out. I was like, I have a plan. Let's go.
Because I was like, oh, she'll probably like pick a Christmas movie. And I was like, oh, wait, this is a Christmas movie.
There's a Christmas tree in it.
And there is a Christmas tree.
It's like Die Hard.
No, there are multiple Christmas trees.
Yes.
There are several.
Yeah, we are on tune with the Christmas theme.
I still have to watch Die Hard. I feel like I've seen it, but I don't remember.
I haven't seen it. I just know that it's a...
Ooh, it's a next movie.
Yeah, I just know that it's like on the scale of like Christmas because of that Nina Dobrev movie.
Right, listen, right.
And have any of y'all seen Red?
The no. Taylor Swift.
The Taylor Swift album.
Gosh.
No,
it's
like the spy movie.
Yes, it's my favorite action movie ever.
I haven't seen it.
I know. I have watch it.
Like a literal fever dream of seeing that movie.
Like, you probably saw it when you were like younger, like me, because my dad was all into action movies.
If that movie came out on Christmas, I'm pretty sure we saw it on Christmas.
Mm.
I have no idea.
Because Woody Harrelson's in it, right?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he flies out of a bush. That's the only thing I remember
Listen,
from that movie.
It's so good. We're going to watch that next, I declare.
Okay. It has been declared.
Okay, so there will be spoilers past this point. So, Addie, what would you describe this movie in 3 words?
I like how y'all prepared me for this question, and I'm still blanking.
I know. It's so hard when you're on the spot. Amber had to take a few minutes.
Yeah.
Normally, she'll look at me and be like, 3 words. So I go,
That's because I don't want to answer the question, so I'm like, ask the question first!
Let's see. Fuzzy. As in the warm kind.
And not the furry fetish kind.
I'm trying to, like,
fuzzy, not furry!
You know the warm fuzzies. Like, the butterflies are, like, just waking up.
Yes.
Like, that's
yes.
what it is.
Bad.
I'm trying to, like, find the movie, not the book, because the book has much more, like,
okay.
with me. Aesthetic.
Aesthetic, mm-hmm. Okay.
And specifically to Lucy's outfits, beautiful.
Yes.
Very librarian
and
core.
A fourth outfit, Captain America. Or a fourth word, Captain America.
Captain America. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One word, Captain America.
Just
Captain
America. Whole thing.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So just to preface this, Casual Cinderella has read the book. Okay, Addie.
Oh,
we're on first name basis.
We are. We have made it.
Yes. Finally, after years.
I never even knew your real names.
People introducing us over and over again. True story. She has read the book.
Yes.
I
have loved the book.
We have not read the book.
Nope.
So she has actual insight onto things.
Because we had questions and we'd be like, did they do this in the book? And she's like, no, it's way better. We're like, okay, just making sure.
So many things changed in like the book to the movie that me and my roommate, when we watched it, we were like, no. Burn this down.
Apparently in the book, he wasn't supposed to smile the whole time.
He didn't smile until they kiss in front of his apartment.
Oh.
And he smiles when they're kissing her, and she's like, why am I missing this? And like frantically grabs his face. That's when he smiles.
Oh.
And I would say, I don't like that trope.
I don't either,
like,
but
I get
like,
it, but
do
like,
it right.
Yeah.
Like, I was telling someone this, I don't like whenever they're like, when they make book-to-movie adaptations, they're like, we're gonna make it true to the book. And then, like, sprinkle in some, like, book quotes and, like, book aesthetics. And then they're, like, different.
So Percy Jackson.
Yes. Like, a lot of the lines were there. But I was also, like, if you're going to make a book-to-movie adaptation, either go for full force, like Catching Fire.
Yep.
Or just go completely off the rails, Shadowhunters movie.
Okay.
No in between.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was a movie. It turned into a show, too.
Yes, the show was a lot better.
It was better.
Yeah.
Because they actually explained
things. Yeah. Mm. I also really like Catherine McNamara, so anything that she's in. Because she's in a lot of YA train, like, adaptations. And I'm
yeah,
like,
she's
whatever,
in Maze Runner. Also. That's how I knew about the adaptation of Shadowhunters, because she was in Maze Runner.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl.
Hello, buddy. What you doing in here?
Right. But let's get into the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Overall, I thought it was okay. I'm not a big romance person, though. Like, you guys are my romance
movies?
People.
Yeah. I think we rate them, like, right. Because you are also a fellow writing friend, so what we do is we say, would we rewrite the movie, or just a complete rewrite, or just kind of finagle it.
Yeah.
What's the phrase?
I like finagle. Finagle is a good word.
It's been so long how we've done salvage the script.
Salvage the script or complete rewrite.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll do that at the end.
I mean, I would complete rewrite, but then I would just, like, you know, put in the book.
Yeah.
Just, there already is a script.
Just be like, complete rewrite, and then throw the book on the table.
I already answered the question. I did not bury the lead. You're welcome.
I feel like in the book, all this romantic tension would have built up a lot better. In the movie, it was really fast. But I guess you can't really not expect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I liked the dialogue. For the most part, I liked the dialogue because it was like that, the wittiness of, like, Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Like, they just bounced off each other so well.
I really, like, the first elevator scene.
Yes.
When they're, like, just going back and forth at each other, I'm like, I am here with all of this. Yeah. I'm following I'm understanding the references. Let's freaking go.
Yes.
It's like a tennis match. You're just...
Yes.
And they also all the characters had their own very distinct personalities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could definitely tell, no one was just, like, flowing into the next person.
Right.
Especially Danny or Dan.
Poor Dan. He really gotta stop talking.
He really does. Like, he had all of us. We're like, yes, we love you. And then he kept talking. We're like, shut up.
Like, never mind, you're the worst.
We did not ask about aliens. We asked how your day was.
Well, he went to a very big thing about, like, alien abductions aren't actually, like, what was it, violent, aggressive? And it's like, this is not a topic I care about.
And I was like, I don't like your explanation, so I'm tuning you out.
Yeah.
You are wrong.
You are wrong.
No, I agree. I like the characters.
Yeah.
There's some of the dialogue, and I visibly cringed and, like, looked at them and was like... Like, when he kept saying, like, I'm not gonna touch you again until you can tell me that I kissed the best. And I'm like, you're such a child.
See,
you're
such a child.
They didn't do the movie correctly because... Also, he did this in the book, but, like, the way he said it was, like, a little bit less stalkery and a little bit more, like... kind of in love with you.
Mm.
Like, that, yes. Okay. But, like, in the... They said it in the movie, but it was later, and it was, like, hidden, so you're just like, what, have, why? Mm-hmm. But, like, basically, he was like, I've always been a one-night stand, and I've had people tell me that I'm not a long-term, so that's a fear of his, which makes sense, because she really do be just trying to get in his pants.
She really did.
And he was like, nope, I want to be with you forever, and we're gonna do this right. And she's like, but come on.
I know. Is Lucy the antagonist? I don't know.
Probably.
Probably is.
Book Lucy? No. Movie Lucy? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think they really kind of leaned into the stalkery part.
Yeah, because I kept saying,
and I'm
like...
I'm sure he's not like this in the book, but in the movie...
Right.
See, I have developed a genuine dishate, or not dishate, just a genuine hatred of, like, the idea that, like, because they do this in Love Hypothesis, and they did this in another book that I read called Meet You in the Middle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the trope of, like, enemies to lovers, and then at the very end, the man is like, I've seen you forever, and I've loved you for a really long time.
Yeah.
But I've just never done anything, so I was just mad at you. Like, ask her out. Don't do the 2 years from afar, being like, who are you?
Right.
And then, like,
right.
Develop a really crappy... toxic relationship. Just be like, hello, I like you. You like to go get dinner?
Yeah.
I have french fries.
Don't paint your wall the color of her eyes.
That was kind of strange.
I mean, both of them, they kept having these crazy lines, and I looked at Addie and Ashlyn at one point, and both your names start with A.
Yeah. We're the A's.
The A's. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna get murdered.
We're double A's.
I kept looking at...
We could be 007s. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I kept looking at them and be like, please let them be psycho killers. Please just let them be like, just... I have never seen you, but
twist.
I feel like they're the couple from you in the new season.
A twist.
You would like you.
Except it's a little too real.
It does get real, though.
I like when it's real.
And they have weird sex scenes,
though.
Yeah,
they do have weird sex scenes.
Yeah, thank you.
But, like, I love you.
You can skip, yeah.
But when it becomes... There's a lot of,
like... You love me?
I do! Like, I love the series specific. No, the sex scenes got a little out of hand. But I love the chaotic energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that very, like, you don't know what they're going to do next.
Right.
Are they going to kill this person because they blinked at them?
Like, that's what I want them to lean into with the hating game. I'm like, just let them be the couple that's like, we hate everyone. Let's be serial killers.
Bonnie and Clyde. But,
yes.
Like,
yes.
Murder.
Because they kept saying these really toxic things. I'm like, you know what? You guys just get together, kill the brother and the cheating girl.
With the ugly dress. That was the ugliest wedding dress I've ever seen.
Wait, on a scale of, like, Twilight wedding dress, though.
Is that a good... Do y'all think that's a good wedding dress?
No.
Okay, I like that wedding dress.
I like it a lot better than this one.
I mean, okay, so that's the answer I was looking for.
What's your favorite movie
wedding dress? What's your dream wedding dress? I could see you in, like, the silk.
I'm trying to think of any movies I've watched where they actually get married at the end and don't die.
I see you in, like, Lily Collins' wedding dress with, like, the cape and everything.
Lily Collins?
Yeah, she got married. It's, like, a lace wedding dress, and then she had, like, a lace
look it up.
Cape.
Yeah, that would be me. That would be me.
And it was, like, very woodland creature, and I was like, do be Jana.
Oh, yeah.
It would be something from Crimson Peak. If they got together, it would be that wedding dress.
You were the one who's going to have head-to-toe bedazzling.
Yes. I already said, like...
We won't need lights. Ashlyn is just gonna...
We're just gonna show a flashlight on her.
Yeah,
she's
just gonna go. I look like I have very high expectations.
We know this, and we love you.
She's distracted by shiny things.
I really am. Listen, if I ever get engaged, I was like, all of my friends will tell him to get the biggest, shiniest ring ever, because he would have no excuse.
Oh, there was a book that I was reading the other day, and it was like, flash forward of all of these, like, four stories that came together, and one of the couples was, like, getting married, or getting engaged, and the guy was like, I don't really know what ring to get her, and he was with his sister, and she goes, the biggest one you can find, have you seen your girlfriend? It was a massive, like, honk of a ring, nice. Too, and I was like, that do be Ashlyn.
That would be me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She said, I would like my left hand to go a little bit further down than my right hand, please.
Yes. I like to blind people. Yes.
And win at cards.
Whenever I punch someone, like, it would really
defense
hurt.
Defense mechanisms, like,
I'm all about, you know, the shine.
Right, right. No, they were not a fan of the wedding dress. Actually, all of us.
I was about to say,
wedding dress.
You didn't like it either.
I did say she looked like the White Witch of the West.
Oh, no, and on the Ice Queen.
The Ice
Narnia.
Queen, yeah.
She really did look like her. Yeah. Like, the hair and everything.
But not
she just needed, like, the back.
Yeah.
And the spike.
Can we talk about that girl, though? Because she was like, listen, we were in a serious relationship. We only dated for, like, a year. And then
what
I left him for my brother.
What were you doing? His brother. Not her brother.
Different movies. Not Game of Thrones. My bad.
Not the first movie of the Mortal Instruments.
But for real, she's like, it's not serious. We've only dated for like a year. I'm like, girl, that's a long time.
I
date guys like average 3 months, maybe.
Usually the 1 month, I'm like, gotta go. You're a little weird.
I'm like, I gotta stop this at this point. It's been fun, not really, but I gotta go.
It's not you, it's me. Okay, bye.
You're done.
You're done.
So that would have been a long time. I would definitely count that as a serious relationship.
I honestly felt like the movie didn't start for me until she got sick, and then they went to the wedding. Because for me, the whole thing, I was like, okay, this is entertaining, but it gets the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in the book.
I would be mortified if I got sick in front of someone like that. Mortified.
You just hold it in.
Well, because I'm a bad sick person, so you know how she was, like, kind of, like, walking to the toilet and then, like, kind of, like, being aware? I would be dead. Like, you would have to pick me up, put me on the bed, take me off. Like, I legit, like, that's my defense mechanism. Fall. Like, a pop.
For that man with his abs, I think he could pick you up.
We would say, oh no, we're sick! And then just faint backwards.
All three of us at the same time.
Yes.
Be like,
lift us! Let's bring that trope back whenever we just pretend to faint. I swoon. Catch me.
I do like that trope, though, the, like, oh, the main character got sick. Must take care of her.
Yeah. It made me realize how low my standards are, but I don't really care. I do be wanting a guy to hold back my hair. That was a poet. I'm a poet.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Anyway, the movie, the writing. I had a problem with some of the dialogue because he sounded like a freaking 12-year-old.
It was just his voice.
He was in between a Schmidt and Ryan Reynolds.
But if he was Schmidt, he would have been funny.
He had his moments.
Yeah.
But, like, it was kind of those moments where, like, when you're reading and you're like, okay. And then the main character goes, haha, that was funny. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I guess that was funny.
I guess your standards are as low as mine.
Yes. Like, those were, that was the feeling that I got from movie Josh.
I feel like we're just funnier.
Yeah.
No, so, like,
I asked my therapist the jokes.
If I was funny, and she said yes. So I agree
validation.
With her. Yes. She's the queen of all things.
Yeah.
Addie and I recently learned we go to the same therapist, so that's made our relationship so much funnier.
Yeah. He said, how was your meeting today? And we were like, good, I'm going in 2 days. Time to emit chaos.
How is our bestie today?
Yes.
But I mean, the plotting was really fast. Like, the Smurf thing, how she was obsessed with Smurfs.
They never explained that. Can you explain that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she, her dad used to, like, work away from her, like, hometown. Like, he'd have to leave and then come back. But the gas station he always stopped at, they had little Smurfs.
Oh.
On the way back, so he'd get her a Smurf and then bring it home for her. So, like, it reminds her of her dad.
We didn't learn anything about her family in this movie.
No, her dad is so funny. He hates Josh. He hates Josh.
Mm-hmm. I love the father! Yes.
Like,
daddy?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, daddy? Sorry, daddy? But yeah, like, there's an epilogue to The Hating Game 2 that I read that they get engaged in. And basically the entire time, Lucy's saying, like, it took a while for my dad to like him. And I was like, we like that dad. That is a good dad.
Always be skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be the Charlie Swan.
I feel like my
Charlie Swan did nothing.
Yeah, he did.
Charlie Swan said, I'm going to cock this gun and then just do nothing.
Chill.
Yeah, I'm going to walk you down the aisle and try to find, do you want to run? And then not read any of your signals. You turned into a vampire, didn't know anything was wrong.
Like, my bad.
2 out of 10, Dad.
From the bottom of my heart. Dad. My bad.
My bad.
Yeah, best dad, Marlin, from Finding Nemo.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Best dad.
Yeah. Best dad.
100%.
Oh, I didn't put him in my PowerPoint. Oh, well.
Dang it. He should have been in my fictional boyfriends. He didn't protect his family. He protect his one kid. But his
one surviving child.
He do be napping at the beginning of that.
Yeah, he tried to protect the family, yeah. But he also was like, we all gonna die. And they all did. He but, you know. He could have saved his wife. But he couldn't.
No, stop.
Please. Okay, bye.
She on.
Can you at least leave me one? Thank you.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm upset now because we didn't learn anything about her family.
Yeah, her family.
There's literally
really
the
good.
One phone call at the beginning.
Well, I don't also, even remember that.
Like, it was before she did the Cranberry and, like, the Smurf fan fiction.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe was in the book.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah, I feel like they were trying to make her a little too quirky, and it's like, that's not really what that is, though.
It's like, I mean, I don't know if anyone's read Crescent City all the way through in this room.
I read a page.
She read a page. Okay, well, that's
announcement.
Good for me.
I have read a page of Crescent City.
There's a scene where he finds out she's obsessed with My Little Ponies, basically. And I was like, this is just the right amount of quirky.
Because
it's just hinted enough to be an inside joke.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this movie. It's like, she writes Smurf fan fiction. She's got Smurfs all over the walls. She is a Smurf.
She is a Smurf.
She does. That's why she
fa la 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 la.
Passive aggressively sings the dolls.
No, it's what they sing in their Smurf
I know,
song.
But it sounded like that. Come on, we are having a Christmas episode.
Sorry, my bad.
I don't really want to go caroling now. Just like passive aggressive. Just
fa la 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 la.
Give me your freaking fruitcake.
Deck the halls.
God. Rest you merry gentlemen. That's it.
And then God rest me. I'm tired.
No, but like my favorite, one of my favorite parts about the book is that Josh teases her about her parents owning a strawberry farm.
Mm. Oh.
And that's like why she gives him strawberries after they fight.
Oh.
Is because he says he loves strawberries.
Oh.
And like I was just like, like her family owns a blog. I wanted to see the family strawberry blog.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I just realized there were strawberries throughout the movie, and I had no idea why.
Yeah, it was a hint towards, like, us. Like, it was a hint towards, like, the book readers. Like, they tried to find the middle line, but they didn't. They disappointed all of us.
They were like, here's the bare minimum.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have done it.
You get a crumb.
C.
Okay, that makes more sense now, because she was looking at the strawberry juice he got her or whatever, and I was like, cool, strawberry flavored.
Well, no, she said whenever she was sick that whenever she was sick, her mom used to give her strawberry juice.
Oh. I think at that point we were just like, oh my god, food poisoning.
We said he's taking care of her. He took her temperature.
She literally put the thermometer in her mouth and I went, is a pregnancy test? Nope, never mind. Abort, hey, abort.
Could you imagine if he pulls it down, like, are pregnant.
It's like, are an idiot.
Jaina cannot hold her own in those situations. Is this a pregnancy test? No.
No, it is not. It's reasons why I will not be getting pregnant. I will be Greganaunt.
Am I a pregante?
Pregante? Oh. No, I thought it was a sweet movie. I just was It was like that healthy balance of like, I realize this is toxic, but I'm going to enjoy watching it.
But I'm going to watch it anyway. That's the thing. It's like, we can enjoy this kind of stuff, but we don't want to replicate it.
Yes, yes.
It grew on me. When I first watched it, I literally, like, I turned off the TV in, like, such a rampage, and I was like, frick this. And, like, threw the remote down and, like, walks into my room. Like, my mom had just upset me. And then, like, 2 hours later, my roommate comes in, and I was like, I'm rewatching it again. Because so I wanted to see more, because I love the cinematography of this movie.
I love
the shots that they do.
Yeah. Oh, I love the elevator scene where you're watching her face in the mirror and his face. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, like, the scene where, like, he picks her up in front of his apartment.
Yeah,
it was literally, they were, like, copy and pasted it from the book.
Yeah, I did like the in front of the apartment scene. Yeah. That was cute.
It was quirky. Like, a good amount of quirky.
A good amount of quirky,
It was.
They did not talk about not how the he has level. To go, like, work out twice a day. And I was really sad about that, because that was my favorite part of him.
Working out?
Shallow. But he says, like, in the book that he runs, like, 4 or 5 miles at lunch.
Why? I wish I could do that. Because he's like...
He is dark boy. He's sad boy.
Okay, who has the time, though? I have a 30-minute lunch. That's barely enough time to eat.
They make me take an hour for lunch.
Did you see him? He looks like Captain America. He could run, like, on your left all day.
I do this all day.
On your left, like, you all day. Hawkeye is great, you guys.
I need to watch it. Episode 3.
Oh, I need to catch up.
I'm on episode 0.
Okay, good. I'm not the only one.
I have looked at it.
They changed my Disney Plus password, so.
Excuse me.
I'm like, mommy.
Sorry, mommy. Sorry, mommy.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. But for real, though, would you guys date a coworker?
Nope. Considering the workers that I have, no.
Well,
but like if your dream guy walked in.
Well, of course.
Well, there are people in my job who are literally married to each other.
Well, if it was like a big company and I didn't see them, they weren't like across from me. That's the movie.
You're making a point like you wouldn't do the exact movie.
No, I mean, like, I was really like thinking, like, if they weren't across from me, then maybe. And I was like, wait, that is the movie.
Ashton's like,
I wouldn't have a problem with it. I don't think.
I think I would, just because I'm like, I need my own space.
Unless...
But I mean, like, if you're good with being with your other person all the time, I've just been single for so long. I'm like, I need to be alone right now.
It depends. If this is supposed to be, like, the love of my life and, like, this is, like, the one, then yes. But if this is, like, a cool guy to, like, date for a few months and then whatever,
like, he's your office husband, and then you go home and you're like... You don't care.
Yeah, because it's like, what if it ends badly?
Yeah.
And then people want to pick sides, and I'm mean. I'll get petty.
Y'all seen me with this whole thing. I'm like, choose. Choose me right now.
Yeah.
We chose you.
We chose you. Where is my choose me crown? Pick me.
We could have bought one of the $100 ones at the Renaissance Fair and been like, she is chosen.
Oh my god.
Pacing, I guess. Fast. We all agree it's fast.
Not fast.
Too fast?
Yeah.
Not fast enough?
See...
It was fast and then slow. I feel like they should switch that.
First off, I need to correct something for y'all about the way this, like, the plot went in this book. The movie. The way it went in the book is she found out that, like, she overheard him talking with Bexley, like, before the wedding.
Oh.
So, like, nothing had happened between them. They had, like, she had just gone over to his apartment and was like, we're gonna watch ER because he had a weird obsession with ER. It was weird. And, like, they had just been, like, floating around each other for a little bit. And then she overheard this conversation and was, like, pissed off about it. And, like, completely just removed herself from him, got a different office, like, moved away from him. And then one day he comes into work and he was like, are you coming with me? And she was like, no. And he was like, yes, you are. Like, very toxic. But he was like, I need you there. And she was like, okay, fine. She's a little bit of a pushover.
yes, I am doormat.
Please do be stepping on me. But then they go to the wedding. They do all of the wedding things. She has the argument with his dad. And then when they come back, that's when... On the drive back, that's the chapter where I was like, oh my god, I think I'm gonna kill myself. Because it just dragged on. The, like, car ride back. I was like, I don't care about your movie montage moment.
Mm.
And then whenever they got home, she was like, oh my god, I'm in love with Joshua Templeton.
Templeton makes more sense, but they kept saying Templeman.
Yeah, I don't think there's one. Oh, he said one T. Whenever the guy asked, it's Templeman. Yep. I was wondering where the other T would go.
Templeman.
Templeman. But, like, that's why it's less creepy in the book whenever he's like, yes, I painted my walls the color of your eyes. Because she's like, I'm in love with you, but you hate me. And he's like, I don't hate you. And she's like, we can't prove it. And he's like, bet. And then, like, brings her into his room and was like, look, the color of my walls. It's weird.
And that's when I would be like, I'm gotta do the laundry.
Slowly backs up. Like, got to go.
I must go wash my garage.
Years ago.
In the book, he did it right after he met her.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's why you just ask her out. Shoot your shot. To all of the men
listening to this, if you have a girl you are finding attractive, ask her out. If she says no, walk away from her. Do not turn into a stalker. Just accept her no. And then walk away and then carry on your life.
Because there's going to be other girls.
Yes. This is your PSA of the day.
Yes.
Welcome to Addie's Corner.
Yes. Yes. Ask them out.
Formal permission to add Addie's Corner to every episode.
Yes. This is your relationship advice and your life advice. I'm here for everything. I'm basically a
therapist. I'm just going to give you the sign into our Anchor account and be like, hey, Addie, record in Addie's Corner.
I love doing these.
Post it.
Hello, it's me.
It is me again.
Oh my gosh.
So for this movie, did we say we wanted, did we do the rewrites or the write-off or whatever?
I think after what I've heard Addie say, like, I want the book.
You should definitely.
The depth of the book.
Yes. Yeah, so they come across less creepy in the book. Especially because I saw Lucy and I was like, oh my god, she's quirky like me. Not that. Not the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do not relate to that, Lucy.
No, I don't see you as her.
Yeah. Like, the whole premise of, like, the beginning of the book is Lucy is really upset because her friends stopped talking to her because they thought she was involved in them getting fired. She has, like, no friends. The only real social interaction she has outside of talking to her parents is Josh.
That's not good, though. That isolation.
Yeah. It's a little bit Stockholm Syndrome, but... It doesn't come across that way in that book. Which might also mean that I have Stockholm Syndrome.
Wait, so Josh fired her friends.
Yes, mm-hmm. But they think that she was involved in it because she's at the same level. Her friends, though.
Did he meet her before he fired her friends?
I don't know.
It's a little bit strange.
Yeah, her friends, like, weren't in the same level of job that she was in. Like, it was more of just, like, a strategical cut of the workforce.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. It's a little too strategic, but probably so, though, honestly. Yeah. Honestly, and if your friends are like, you fired me, it's like, do you not know me at all? Do you think I would do that?
Yeah.
I like having my BFF next door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally, work BFFs are the best thing alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a bad day, walk over, be like, hey, and then just sit down.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. That's why I'm trying to transfer offices.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a few, but every once in a while I'm like, whoop. Back to my corner.
All right. Well, any other last thoughts about
Can you rate this movie out of Smurfs? Like, out of 10 Smurfs?
How many Smurfs? Like, on a scale of grumpy to happy?
Grumpy and the high Smurf.
Yeah. Papa Smurf do be the best.
He is the best.
Him and the Scottish one.
Oh, yeah. Scotty, is that his name?
I don't remember.
They're not very original, so I would assume.
I'm thinking of Toy Story. It's like, they should really have their names on the bottom of their feet.
Andy. Also Andy.
Like, you get like a, oh my god, this is such a cool idea for like a book. Like, whenever you get born, you're like, this is your name, Tyler. Like,
that's just such a basic name.
I almost said Chad, okay? I chose a different route.
Chadler.
One of the whole story is that he's not basic like his name. He's like, I'm so much more than just a Chad.
Like, someone just, like, goes over their name, like, I don't like this name.
Give me the Sharpie.
It's like, I have to prove how much of a Chad I am not.
Changes the CH to a BR. I'm a Brad.
Brad. Chad Bradford. But no, how would you rate the movie?
So, 10 is the highest?
Yeah.
On original watching, I would go a 5.5.
Okay.
Okay.
But after, like, a couple more, I'm probably leaning more towards, like, a 7.
7.
I give it a solid 5 for the cinematography and the some of the dialogue. Yeah. Not all of it. As someone who writes dialogue really pretty well, I think, I'm like, no. Take out my red pin.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I would probably rate it... I would rate it 5, but I'm gonna go with 4 just because there are some toxic tendencies.
Yeah.
But I don't really blame the book, though. Mm-hmm. It's really just how the movie portrayed it.
It's the enemies to lovers trope, truthfully, yeah. Because you cannot come back from what you do when you're an enemy.
Right.
You really can't.
Right. But that sticks with you.
Yeah. But also, I will keep reading it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also at the end, they're like, we argue all the time, but it's fine. It's like, no!
Sounds hot. Like, take a nap.
Yeah. Oh, no, one time I literally heard a guy... I can't remember if this is a YouTube video or a real person. My memory is awful.
Okay, no lows, no.
Right. Might have been both. But he goes, we fight all the time, but don't worry. That's normal in a healthy relationship. And I was like,
no.
But you need to define fighting first.
You can argue.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Abby's Corner. You can argue. You cannot fight.
Mm-hmm.
If you fight, run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
There's a difference.
And also, you can't argue about, like, every little thing.
No.
Argument every once in a while. When I say once in a while...
As our therapist told me, pick your battles.
Yes. Argue over whether or not hard-boiled eggs are considered eggs.
Yes.
Which is the better milk, chocolate or normal milk?
Please don't bring up the freaking, is a hot dog a sandwich argument. No. I'm so done with that.
No, it is a sandwich.
It is!
There's, when you fold it, there's...
We are all sandwiches.
It's a sandwich.
Everything is a sandwich.
I am a skin sandwich, okay?
It is true.
You checked.
You said, I have skin.
The skin be the bread?
Yeah, so it's skin, organs, bone, skin.
Wait.
We're kind of like a burrito.
A calzone?
We're like a burrito.
This is a weird conversation.
Welcome to Cannibalism Corner.
We're a burrito.
We're a hot pocket.
We're hot pockets. We're hot pockets. Welcome to Hot Pocket World.
Hot Pockets Hour.
I guess we burn you.
Oh my god, we should be there, our marketing team.
We are the pizza rolls.
The freaking Sour Patch Kids knew exactly what they were doing.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
You bite us, we burn you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hard. It is true.
Will you have taste buds? No.
You will not. No. Will you eat us again? Yes, you will.
No. Mm-hmm. Will you remember us? Remember biting into us for a few days? Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
We will stick with you. Like the burn on the top of your mouth.
Forever and ever and ever.
I feel like we just need to record one of our everyday conversations and be like, yes, this is how insane we are. Turn us into a therapist, please. Thank you so much for being on, Addy. Go follow her at Casual Cinderella on everything.
That's
everywhere.
That's me.
She has immaculate music choice.
Immaculate. That's my favorite compliment.
You're welcome. Every compliment I give you, you say that.
I know, but I really like compliments.
I'm like, yes, I did it. I also like compliments. Yes.
Someone told me earlier I was really photogenic. I was like, oh my god, can you put that on a ringtone so that I'll wake me up in the morning?
Oh my gosh.
As my mom says, I like to be complimented. It's okay.
Yes. Affirmation.
Words of affirmation. Do be my love language.
Mm-hmm.
I would like the record to show that I have not said do be for at least 2 years, but the second I'm on microphone.
No, the second we're all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anytime we're all in the room together, it's like, we do be like that. We also all have degrees in multiple areas.
We are intelligent people.
Left or right, who knows?
Until it comes to directions, we all lose everything.
And then we're just running in a circle.
Hey, it's because of our uteruses and our boobs, obviously.
Yes, we are women. We cannot do that.
How am I supposed to know left from right when I'm supposed to have a child?
I know. Yeah. I'm supposed to be having baby.
I am used for man. Left or right, what do I do?
The world is so strange.
A whole new world.
Oh my gosh.
My goal in life is to teach my children left from right. That's it.
Do what I could not.
Go forth, be better. I've tried to stop her from cutting this off at least 5 times. So
no,
ahead.
Don't. It's fine. It's fine. I'm just looking at it. I'm like, I got to edit this.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I guess we shall leave y'all now. Well, but, okay, better introduction or whatever you call it.
Toodles!
Outro.
I'll read your book. Outro.
Read the book.
Read the book.
Watch the movie, then read the book so your expectations are low.
Yeah, that's all of Twilight. Yeah. Anyway.
Where you been, Loca?
Hola.
Oh my god.
I got her, ladies and gents.
Near tears all day.
All right,
the constipation
guys.
Has ended.
Toodles.
We will talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.